The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I call my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the reign of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening, Father.
How are you this evening?
Good.
You had good Christmas celebration? Today, we are celebrating the feast of Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. All the three readings of today reflect on family life, which is very, very important for every man and woman. We read in the Holy Bible that God created man in his image and likeness and placed him in a family. The family starts from that time. It is not we who chose the family. We did not choose our parents, brothers, sisters, or fellow Christians. It was God who chose them. The cult of the Holy Family grew in popularity in the 17th century, and several religious congregations had been founded under this life, family life. In 1921, the Congregation of Rites under Pope Benedict XV inserted the Feast of the Holy Family into the Latin Rite General Calendar. From that on, every year we celebrate the great Feast of Holy Family. Every Sunday, after the Christmas celebration, we are celebrating the Feast of the Holy Family. On this feast day, the Church presents the Holy Family to us as a model for our own family life. Everything is available to learn from this Holy Family. Joseph was the head of the Holy Family and provided for Mary and Jesus with the work of his hands, the responsibility of the head of the family. Today, when we look into the family life, we see some families are good and healthy who are living with a committed life. And some are living with critical problems and with a lot of crisis. Family life is a gift of God where we can experience love, peace, joy, oneness, kindness, goodness, obedience, sharing, willingness and holiness. Sometimes hitting and healing each other and fighting. Everything will be available in the family. Everything. Family is a place where we can live real human life. Real human life. Living in the family is a real, total, complete human life. Because everything is available in the family. You don't get outside the family what are the things that you need. But you get everything in the family. We see and hear that many families are not experiencing this love, joy, peace and holiness. Instead, we see people living with hatred, anger, jealousy, dislike and divorce. All these things take place in your family because of selfishness, dislike, misunderstanding and lack of faith. Selfishness between husband and wife or between the parents and the children. Dislike, this is very, very dangerous. Dislike, husband disliking wife, wife disliking husband. Misunderstanding. For everything, misunderstanding. And lack of faith. These are the things which completely destroys the family. Selfishness. I don't understand the selfishness between husband and wife. This is mine, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Don't touch mine, don't touch mine. There is no love. When there is no love between husband and wife, the selfishness comes out. Dislike. This also I didn't understand. Dislike. Before the marriage, you loved. You liked. Very tasty. Very nice. After the marriage, dislike. Where is the love? I don't know. Answer is in you. Misunderstanding. For everything, if husband speaks on the phone, wife will be watching around and running around and listening. If the wife does the same, the husband does the same. He will run around and listen what she is speaking, to whom she is speaking. Misunderstanding. There comes the break between the wife and the husband. Once the love breaks between husband and wife, it will be very hard to refix. If I broke the glass, that's all. Even I collect all the pieces and fix together, it will not be the original. It is broken glass. In the same way, If there is selfishness in the family, if there is dislike, if there is misunderstanding and lack of faith in God, the family will break. And never be union again. Even if you reunite, it will be broken family. The fire will be always rotating in the life of husband, in the life of wife. The fire. So when there is fire, hatred, misunderstanding, dislike fire, when it is rotating in the life, no one can reunite. So, look from the beginning. From the time you got married, so nice, so happy, so loving, la 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 la. Everything, very beautiful. One of my friends who got married, he said, when I met him, "Hey, how life? Everything is going on well?" He said to me, "What life? I don't like to see my wife's face every day." I don't know whose face he wants to see. So God, the unity, the love, the joy, which was in the beginning, is gone. Dislike broke the family. So in this situation, today the church places in front of us the feast of the Holy Family so that we may look at the Holy Family and learn from them how to live our own family life. So, the church is asking to learn something from the Holy Family. What is in the Holy Family? What we can learn from the Holy Family? How the Holy Family set back our broken family? How it will refix our broken family? In today's gospel, it tells us that even in sufferings and pains, the Holy Family lived together in faith and understanding. The basic thing. In every suffering, in every pain, the Holy Family lived together with understanding. With understanding. That is the framework of family life. Framework of family life. We heard in the gospel, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, because Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." In the night, the angel comes and gives an order. "Hey, get up and go out from here. Go to Egypt." Very long distance. But Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. The obedience to God. The obedience to God's word, the trust in God's word. The journey itself so long between Jerusalem and Cairo. No stream of water, nor a spring, nor a blade of grass. It is frightening, exhausting, and dangerous experience to Joseph, to Mary, and to Jesus. But Joseph did not break the word of God. He did not disobey the commandment of God. He trusted in God's word and he began his travel. God made them to suffer for our sake so that we may learn from them for better life. All the sufferings that are in the Holy Family is for us to learn from the Holy Family how to live your family life. We don't like to bear the sufferings. We like all the time, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. If there is any pain, tug of war between husband and wife. No one likes to accept the pain and the sufferings. All the time, joy, rejoice, rejoice. That is a family life. We need to be rejoiced all the time. Problems will be there always behind us. There is no man or family without problems. You know very well. Every family, different kinds of problems, not the same problem. Different kinds of problems. Remember the joyful marriage day and remember the consent you made in the marriage. The promises, husband and wife, the promise you made in the marriage, putting hand upon hand, holding hand. Do you remember the promise you made? Not even one. Not even one is remember the promise you made at the time of marriage. If you don't remember the promise you made in the marriage, how can you love your wife and how can you love your husband? It's God. Go home, sit somewhere and remember the promise. Get back to your mind. Then your family will not be broken family. St. Paul in the second reading says, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Super qualities. All the qualities that St. Paul spoke are very super. Those qualities must enter into our life, into our heart. Otherwise, they are better to read. No, nothing will happen when we read. When we take them, those qualities, compassion between husband and wife, kindness between husband and wife, humility between husband and wife, gentleness between husband and wife, patience between husband and wife, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Your family will be super if you accept and put into practice all the qualities that St. Paul told us. And again he says, over all this, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts. The love, the bond of love must be remembered all the time. The bond of love must be kept perfect. and your life must be controlled by Jesus, not by wife or husband. Your life, your family life must be controlled by Jesus. And if you have all the qualities that St. Paul asked to keep up, then Jesus will enter into your family life. And he will take over the family. And he will look after everything. So, in the Holy Family, we find all those good qualities. In the Holy Family, everything is there. So learn from the Holy Family. And also greatest gift for the children. In the first reading we heard, how we need to respect our parents. And if you respect your parents, what will happen to you? It is very clear in the first reading. The parents are gifted by God to bring into the world others in the image and likeness of God. The parents are the gift of God to the children. The parents suffer a lot in the family. They become more responsible person towards their children, even though sufferings are following. But parents will follow the children. The author calls children to exhibit honor, reverence, compassion, and kindness must be given to your parents. Great blessings await those who obey their father and bring comfort to their mother. Kindness to their parents will be regarded by God. And those who respect the father and mother, their prayers will be heard. What a beautiful gift. If children respect their parents, their prayers will be heard by God. And great blessings will flow. God gives so many rewards to the children, one who obey the parents. The first reward is riches. No poverty. Always great joy, you can be a rich person. And the second one is long life. Who expect long life? We love to live long. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. So richness, long life, their prayer will be heard by God. The greatest gifts flow when we respect the parents. So, dear brothers and sisters, the Feast of Holy Family is very important for our life. It teaches everything to live a good family life. If there is anything broken, learn from the family. And they will reset your broken family. So, God loves our family life. Keep touch with God through prayer, and God will keep touch with your family.